Red River Farm Network. It's decision-making time as farmers prepare for the 2026 growing season. Crop Plan Seed Innovation Experience Manager Robert Kosser recommends a focus on real-world conditions to maximize returns.
From cropland's perspective, we look at ROI as much as yield. It's always nice to see the combine monitor, you know, hit new levels in the field, but it goes back to ask the question, what did it cost us to grow that bushel, right? What's the input versus output on bushels? So really from a cropland and perspective, we're looking at our answer plot data, and we're looking at the return on the investment for that grower for that acre. And not only we're talking about the seed and genetics, we're also talking about the input, right? Yield is genetics by environment. We also believe there's a management piece in there, and management really what drives that ROI.
This is the 28th year for the Cropland Answer Plot program. Kosser says the answer plots evolve over time. New innovations include new training opportunities for ag retailers.
We're also looking at how we take some of that data from the answer plots and move it to grower fields as well. And our new proving ground trials are going to allow us to take answer plot data as well as on-farm data and then marry that up and go, hey, how does it work in small plot replicated scenario and answer plot? But then real-world farmer fields, proving ground trials, allow us to see how that translates to a grower's field. So replicated data is great and allows us to gain a lot of information in small space, but then now it's about taking that information, carrying it to the farmer's field and proving it out so that we can, again, continue to help that grower push ROI on their acres.
Cropland will highlight answer plots and its genetic pipeline at next week's Commodity Classic. Checking quotes, May Wheat Minneapolis up 3.